Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Regardless of your circumstances, go in the strength I gave you. God tells Israel in Exodus 23 that they are not supposed to be like their surrounding nations. He wants you to be different. He commands us to be different. I know we play games to entertain ourselves. We watch stuff that is certainly out of the wheelhouse that God is referring to here. He says, don't get involved with their lifestyle. Watch where you're walking and playing, because I don't want you to do what they do, because you're different. He says, don't marry their women. Don't date them. Don't tempt yourself. Don't do what they do, because like Israel, you will get brought down and overthrown. We think that fun stuff is fun, but it's fake happiness. We say we deserve it. So exactly what did you do to deserve it? Did you give birth to yourself? Can you keep yourself breathing or ensure you will not die in your sleep? Who said you deserve anything? We want happiness to be fulfilled, but God is calling us to holiness. Tony Ranke said, in a psychological world, we want therapy. In a moral world, a world of right and wrong and good and evil, we want redemption. In a psychological world, we want to be happy. In a moral world, we want to be holy. In the one, we want to feel good, but in the other, we want to be good. But we get confused and discouraged, and we stop fighting for the high ground. We stop putting on the armor we need to stand when the dust is still flying. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't allow the world to get you to stop. Because when you do, you invite the enemy into your house. Don't give up fighting for your family and your health and your wealth. The Midianites had taken everything from the Israelites. They came like locusts and took their wives and even their children. And yes, God allowed them, not to punish them, but to bring them around for them to acknowledge him. They were in the wrong state of mind. Finally, they cried out, "Help me, Lord." We do the same thing. We forget about God in our lives until we're in enough pain. We don't ask for help until circumstances get desperate. Not because we see God, but because we are so hurting and unhappy. Then we turn back to God. We, like the Israelites, wasted years of self-sufficiency in misery. Until we turn back to God and cry out for help, we are, in essence, turning our backs on God. And God turned his back on them. Men are hurting because they won't say, "Help me." Say it. Israel cried out finally. He delivered them by using Gideon, the weakest one. Gideon is in his wine press 20 feet down. He's in a basement so he could hide. God goes to the basement to find his children. Amazing, isn't it? You too could be the answer to someone's prayer because of where you are, just like Gideon. Asking God for money, health, or relationships, we can learn from Gideon. It's easy to stumble when you are discouraged, beaten down, and defeat looks imminent. So we hide in our wine press in the basement or in a troubled marriage or money problems or kid problems. Know this. God sees you in the basement. He sees you battered and worn, sees you crippled and oppressed, yet he sees who you really are, who you will be when you rise up in faith. He calls you a mighty warrior. He is waiting for you to see his words as prophetic, establishing your true identity. We feel defeated in our basement. We're hiding from everyone. But God says the basement doesn't change anything for him. Just like the lion, he sees who you can be. No, not just a husband or father or hot dog maker. You're a warrior. Not just, but also a warrior. Why? Because God said so. He sent an angel, then God showed up and didn't say Gideon was a failure or a coward. He said, mighty warrior. God will often change your identity before he changes your circumstances. Think about that one. But Gideon wasn't convinced yet. He says, why do bad things happen to good people? If you're with us in this malady, where are you? If you're with me, why the hurricane? Why cancer? God says, go in the strength that you have. Go. Why did mom die? Go in the strength you have. You don't need more to pursue what I have for you. You think you need more money and strength. No. No, go in my strength. You have this. As long as you remain in me. Matthew 17:20 says, all I have is this mustard seed. Speak it. Plant it. It will grow. Well, I only have 5 little fish. Go with what I have given you. When you have done all else, stand. Move those negative thoughts out and remove that sullen and bad attitude. He told me to go. How do you know you can come out of the basement? Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Before mama and before creation, I knew you. Then I formed you. God reveals here that when he creates a person, it's from a plan that he's developed before he began forming them in the womb. So I say, go in the strength you have. The strength I gave you, you have it. Go. Be a better father and husband. Stop whining. Be that entrepreneur. What are you waiting for? Greatness lives in you. Finally, stop arguing with God. Forget what you feel like. Only believe. Start looking in the mirror and call out the mighty warrior in Jesus' name. Start practicing. Speak it out. Declare what God says you are. I'm not talking about naming it and claiming it, but I say to start speaking God's positive words of affirmation to yourself and believe God. He called you mighty warrior. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.